I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Members of the State House Committee passed two bills this week to allow nonprofit phone and electric companies to provide rural broadband internet service. Without state approval, the companies can't qualify for millions of dollars of federal loans and grants to help pay for the service. For-profit telecommunications companies say this will give nonprofit companies an unfair advantage, allowing them to provide rural broadband at a lower cost. And a bill introduced Monday would allow Georgians convicted of drug possession to maintain their right to vote. Augusta Democratic Senator Harold Jones told the Augusta Chronicle that he believes attitudes have changed about drug possession convictions, especially since the opioid crisis is now recognized as more of a public health issue. If passed, Senate Bill 10 would exclude illegal drug possession convictions from the Felony Crimes and Moral Turpitude statute that disqualifies people from voting until a sentence is completed. A Republican lawmaker from North Georgia is pushing for new legislation that would allow drivers for ride-sharing companies to carry guns while on the job. According to the AJC, Representative Scott Turner of Holly Springs says drivers are often targets because company policy forbids them from being armed. And state health officials say they've confirmed three cases of measles in metro Atlanta. All of the cases are in the same family, and none of them were vaccinated. Last week, Washington's governor declared a state of emergency after 35 confirmed cases of measles and 11 suspected cases in his state. Oregon is also experiencing an outbreak. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that all children be routinely vaccinated between 12 and 18 months of age. Maroon 5, the band tapped to headline the Super Bowl halftime show, has decided not to do the traditional press conference previous performers have done. While the group did not give a reason for its decision, it comes in the context of several big-name acts declining to participate in the Super Bowl this year due to social justice concerns. Maroon 5 will be joined by Outkast member Big Boy and Houston rapper Travis Scott at halftime of the game this Sunday. And Atlanta United fans are saying goodbye to one of the team's best players, Miguel Almirón. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, he's being transferred to Newcastle in the English Premier League for a reported record-breaking $27 million.
Almirón, a lot of time. Almirón! Oh, that is a shot that traveled like a comet.
Almirón scored 21 total goals in his two seasons with United, helping Atlanta capture its first professional sports championship since 1995. He was one of three South American stars, along with Tito Villalba and Joseph Martinez, to help establish Atlanta as a soccer destination on the world stage. In an Instagram post, Almirón thanked the city and fans for all the love they've shared over the past 2 years. The record-breaking MLS transfer will be finalized after he undergoes a medical exam. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.